3. Business writing.
Today, I'd like to give you some basic rules for writing a resume. Let's begin with spelling. Don't use words you don't know. Use a dictionary. Seems like a lot of trouble to get up, find a dictionary and look up the word. But if you're on the computer, you can look up words online. Do a spell check, but then read every word carefully. The spell check can't catch every mistake. If you use form instead of from, it won't catch it. So use a spell check, but read everything yourself too. And read carefully. If you read quickly, it's easy to miss words that are misspelled. Have a friend read your resume too. Another thing, choose your words carefully. Some words sound alike, but don't mean the same thing. Like these. Personal means private. Personnel means staff members. And use active tense, like directed staff, rather than the passive tense like was staff director. The active tense gives a stronger feeling. Now, about grammar. In each part of your resume, keep the same tense. The duties you do now should be in the present tense. Things you did in the past should be in the past tense. For example, let's say you started your job several years ago in September. You might write on your resume, September 2003 to present, manage office and staff. Or, teach at Canyon High School. That means, I manage or I teach now. But if you're listing a job you don't have anymore, taught at Canyon High School instead of teach at Canyon High School. Don't give your sex, age, race, or marital status. How much money you made before is also personal information. Make your resume look nice. Make it as simple as you can too. Leave plenty of space, but try to make it just one page. Use a font like Times Roman that's easy to read. Put your name, address, and telephone number on it, and any letters. Use a good printer, and print on only one side of white paper. Your resume speaks for you. A professional-looking resume tells an employer that you do things well. An employer may decide to see you or not because of it.
Number 1. What is the speaker's main point? Number 2. According to the speaker, what can you do if you're not sure of the meaning of a word? Choose two answers. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Do a spell check, but then read every word carefully. The spell check can't catch every mistake.
Number 3. How does the speaker feel about spell check programs? Number 4. Why should you choose your words carefully? Number 5. Why should your resume look professional? Number 6. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Don't give your sex, age, race, or marital status. How much money you made before is also personal information.